The next, so we have several things to do. The first item of, we're going to take the unfinished business first, and the unfinished business was a motion from the Finance Committee that was under consideration yesterday and postponed till today. Does either Secretary or the Chair of the Finance Committee have it handy to reread it? And I'd like to suggest that we spend no more than 15 minutes on this item. Is that acceptable to the body? Okay, I'm hoping we can get there sooner.
Shall I proceed?
I'd like you to read it. I have it here if you need it.
This is Laverne Williams. Where is the operating expenses of the Pacifica Foundation are increasing annually at a rate faster than is being matched by increases in income? Therefore, be it resolved that Pacifica shall hold all expenditures in fiscal year 2008 to the fiscal year 2007 levels. That Pacifica shall not hire on any new staff in fiscal year 2008, holding salary expenses to fiscal year 07 levels. C, that Pacifica shall accumulate a small contingency fund for potential use by stations in case drives do not perform. D, that Pacifica shall focus on revenue-producing activities in FY08. And E, that the ED and CFO shall continue to monitor WBAI revenue shortfall or recovery in FY08 and its impact on the 2008 budget.
Actually, I have to yield the chair because I'm going to participate in debate.
15 minutes?
Distributed.
Uh-huh. Yes. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, so people should know, although I'm on the Finance Committee because of my leave of absence, I wasn't on the committee call when this was discussed, that my problem with Part A is twofold. One, when we pass our budget, that's what we're going to be doing. We're going to be approving a budget for the year. This is sort of a pre-budgeting statement that is, I feel, inappropriately restrictive. First of all, the statement is ambiguous. When you say all expenditures, do you mean, I assume, is meant in the large budget categories of administrative, programming, development, salaries and related? I assume that was the intention. But I would like to amend it to say that Pacifica shall budget for FY08. It shall attempt in its budgeting for FY08 to hold expenditures in major expense categories to FY07 levels. And the reason for that amendment is there may be things that we have to invest in that weren't in last year's budget. There may be cases where the CFO is going to recommend a need to adjust, and I don't want to spend waste time on finance calls being told, oh, we can't do that because of this pre-existing motion. So that's, I'm proposing the amendment that Pacifica, in its budgeting for FY08, that Pacifica shall use as a guideline the attempt to hold all expenditures in major expense categories to FY07 levels.
That's accepted.
Is there any second?
From my point.
Is there second to the amendment?
Mr. Chair, point of information.
Yes.
For the actual language of the motion, are you simply inserting the words shall use as a guideline?
And we're adding expenditures in all major expense categories.
Okay, so those two things get added to what's here, and that's the motion. Okay.
Could you read that, Madam Secretary?
Yes.
Madam Secretary, could you read that amendment?
I have then that Pacifica shall use as a guideline an attempt to hold expenditures in all major categories in FY08 to FY07 levels.
In FY08 budgeting.
Okay.
All right. Any second to that amendment?
Yeah, I did.
I second.
Oh, you did. Okay.
Information.
Any discussion to that amendment? Go ahead, Greg.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm in agreement in principle with the with the thrust of this resolution, but I do have to make a comment about one of the provisions in terms of where we are now in budget and planning process. Point B, which has to do with hiring of new staff. I think, as you heard in the report from John just recently, within the last half hour, there was, for example, a position that was approved in last year's budget for a assistant in internet technology, which was not actually hired during the course of the year, and some money was saved as a result of that. We don't know whether, at this point, it'll be affordable, but to preclude the possibility, I think, once again, potentially jeopardizes a crucial area to the possibility that we might want to make an exception in one case. Most, and as you've also heard, I think, in terms of technology and to some extent in the affiliates program, it may be possible to get by with hiring consultants to do short-term fixes for specific short-term things, and also potentially possible to hold the overall salary expenses to the 07 level. But I think to put it in the form of this motion, with not hire any new staff, in a sense, under any circumstances, is at this point perhaps a little overly restrictive, and I would suggest that you might want to look at that when you finally review the budget at the end of September, rather than to preclude that possibility at this point.
Thank you. Go ahead, Lydia.
Yes, but a question. But does this preclude our standard practice of amending the budget as we do from time to time in January, for example?
Yeah, can I speak to it?
On order.
Yeah. Actually, a point of information around budgets are that they can be amended as need and revenues allow. That also, the board has passed a motion saying that any of the major expense categories can be used as a guideline at 10% to the bottom line, that they can vary by 10% in those major expense categories. Those the guidelines already exist for the board and can be used.
Right, but what I'm saying is how does this motion seems to contradict that because of its absolutism. So
correct. Yeah. Can I comment?
Does it supersede it? That's my question.
Yeah, what it says is that...
It sounds like it to me.
Yes, it does. What it's saying is that in the budget process for FY08, that the guideline this board is offering to the GMs and the LSBs, that they should try to adhere to that guideline, and where there's a need for exception, this board will have in the final budget approval of those exceptions.
Okay.
But the language of it, Lily is right. If we were to have to make a change, we would have to adopt something previously, amend something previously adopted with all the rules that go with that on previous notice. So perhaps we want to use that language you just used, which was as a guideline in budgeting, and be explicit that the existing policy for budget adjustments is not affected by this resolution.
Okay.
So I'd like to move to amend it. To say that as a guideline, Part B, as a prepend Part B that says as a guideline, and then add to the at the end saying this resolution does not supersede existing procedures on budget adjustments.
Point of clarification again. We need to know, though, how that applies to the general guideline of trying to hold staffing to FY07 levels.
Okay. What is the precise amendment here? Go ahead.
What I have from what Dave said is that Pacifica shall use as a guideline. I put the attempt or something. You need it was the language there. Not to hire on any new staff in FY08, holding salary expenses to FY07 levels, and you're simply inserting. Use as a guideline, is that correct?
Well, that's what I heard Lonnie suggesting, but now I'm not sure.
Okay.
Sounds
just a minute.
Yeah.
Hold it. What is the precise amendment, Dave? Go ahead.
I'm going to defer to the CFO before I propose the language. But I do want to also ask one other question, which is, this says Pacifica. Do you mean all Pacifica units?
Yes, I'm sorry. Okay. Yeah. Just to motivate it, I think it's essential that we not hire on new staff at Pacifica, permanent staff. Maybe that'll be something we can use to clarify, because those are permanent expenses and we cannot afford it. That's the position that I come from, at least. And that if there is a need for a change in that it has to come to the board, but I think we need to give guidelines to the budget makers now.
Okay, so in that case, the resolution would be not to say as a guideline, but just at the end say these provisions shall not supersede existing provisions for budget adjustment. That gives us the flexibility to change it under our existing rules, I believe.
Okay, now we know the language here, Dave. Could you say that precisely so that our secretary can have the language?
Shall not supersede
existing procedures for budget adjustment.
Existing procedures for busting.
For budget
adjustment. Do you want to insert what Lonnie said about permanent staff? It said any new permanent staff, he said.
Yes, and I also want it to specify all Pacifica units or no Pacifica unit shall.
Okay. No. Okay.
Okay, Gilberto, go ahead.
Yes. We have an interim HR director, and as we can see, we have a lot of HR problems. We have a lot of HR problems in this network. If we were to decide to, I mean, we should try to get a permanent HR director as soon as possible. And I have a problem with this because if we do want to do that, this will preclude us from doing that. We have to have a permanent HR director, I think we should actually reconsider the position of the HR director and have that person report directly to us to a certain extent because, to us and to the ED because, you know, we need to know a lot about what's going on throughout the HR problems of this network that are causing so many lawsuits.
Okay, Bob, go ahead.
Well, I had a concern similar to what Bertol was raising. We have several interim positions around the network right now, general managers, the HR director, and perhaps others I don't know. And obviously, we need the flexibility to hire permanent people for that. This language suggests that would not be authorized. If I'm misreading it, then maybe the language should just be clarified to deal with that. But a related issue is something similar to what Greg was mentioning about positions that were approved in 07 in this current year but not actually hired for whatever reason. And at WBAI, as I mentioned yesterday, I want to say again that I want to know, maybe I can ask as a question to Dave, since I guess this is your amendment at this point, if the current wording of your amendment would allow the WBAI LSB, if it so chooses, to continue the position of development director, which was never actually hired but was budgeted this year, in next year's budget without violating this guideline.
Go ahead, Dave.
I'd like to move to divide the section B from the rest of the question and postpone that item until it can be reconsidered by the Finance Committee because there's too many questions for us to resolve effectively right now.
I second that.
All right, the question of divided is, so it's a division.
The question is twofold. It's to divide Section B and to postpone Section B until our next teleconference.
I have a substitute to that.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, and that's to say that Pacifica shall not hire any new staff in FY08 above budgeted 07 levels, holding salary expenses to the budgeted FY07 levels, and that therefore all headcount that are in the 07 budget to hire that were not done, which would include replacing your interim people. I mean, this right here would not preclude.
Please just preclude.
Yeah. Let me just finish this thought. Sorry, please. Thank you. Written as it is, it would not preclude replacing interim people, basically, because you have a person there and you're just replacing an interim with a permanent person. But if we say above budgeted 07 levels, so the commitments that have been made to people to hire people and it hasn't been done, that commitment would still be there.
And that's the
so what is the, could you please restate?
You are only adding the word budgeted?
Above budgeted 07 levels.
Could you please add it?
Second that motion, I think.
Thank you.
Could you please restate that in precise words?
That, yeah.
Oh, you want Mary to do it?
Well, let's see. Okay, let me see what I have. The Pacifica shall not hire on any new staff in FY08 above budgeted levels in FY07?
Yes.
Okay, and we are at time now, and this is the substitute motion, and we have to go vote on it.
We vote all pending questions.
We're all pending questions. So first, the substitute motion. Any objections to that motion?
Yes.
All right.
On order?
Go ahead.
I just want to clarify, this is a substitute to the motion to divide out Part B and postpone it. So I'm voting opposed to the substitute.
Okay. Any objections to accept for Dave? You have any objections?
I object to the substitute.
Okay. Go ahead and take a roll call then. On this.
Call.
Please take a roll call. Yeah.
Raise
the hand.
Hand raise.
Okay. Hand count, or does people want to?
However you want. You count whatever you want. Count it.
Okay. So we are voting now on the substitute motion by LaVarne
to the second part of the divided question.
Yeah. Do you need to hear it again, or you can all remember it?
Please.
Or you can remember it. It was only a minute ago. Okay. How many in favor? One. Two, three. Wait a minute.
Could you say it again? Go ahead. Let's take the roll call. Go ahead.
One. You heard it. It's okay. Two. Three. Four. I see four hands. Oh, yours is up. Five. Okay. Five. Okay.
And
all
those
opposed?
Against?
One, two, three, four, five, six. Six no. All so right. It's five yes, six no.
So the amendment, that one
so
amendment fails.
Fails.
Then we go back to the
to second Dave's motion to divide that, B.
The second part of the divided motion.
To divide Part B and postpone
and to
it
postpone
to
our until
next
our next teleconference
that's
meeting.
Right. Okay. That's right.
To refer to finance.
Essentially.
Okay, so but that's not the language. We are simply saying
yes, it is.
It's just it's to postpone, but it implies the.
It implies that. That's not the language. Okay. Okay.
So,
how many in favor of that motion? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13.
Opposed.
I have one. Is anyone else opposed, please? I have one vote no. Okay. One
any
one
abstention?
No. So that's 13 yes, one no. It passes.
Thank you. So the motion as amended then?
Well.
The main motion.
The main motion
is that Pacifica, let's see, wait, we've got two amendments that, that Pacifica shall use as a guideline the attempt to hold expenditures in all major categories in FY08 budget to FY07 levels. That's A. And then we have C. We are not doing B right now. C, that Pacifica shall accumulate a small contingency fund for potential use by stations in case drives do not perform. D, that Pacifica shall focus on revenue-producing activities in FY08 and E, that the ED and CFO shall continue to monitor WBAI revenue shortfall or recovery in FY08 and its impact on the 2008 budget.
Thank you. All those in favor?
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. I count
opposed.
15. Opposed?
None. The motion passes.
Thanks.